The other thing about daily mindfulness is you have to start from your daily routine. Initially is when you are at home doing your daily religious routine, when you are not involved with like the public, your driving, or when you are in the office, when you interact with people, that one more difficult. That one you need stability or mindfulness to develop it. So initially is your daily religious routine when you are alone, your bowing, your respect to Triple Gem, your meditative training until the mind enters the deep. Then when you come out of it, the awareness, develop it, stabilize it. Everything maintain awareness. So to anchor your awareness, initially, I remember the best way is to go back to your heart. Go back to your heart. Go back to your heart. Aware from there out. Aware from there out. Then you have certain mudra that can make you aware. You move it. You develop it. Like the one I teach you at the retreat. All the awareness-based type of movement. So throughout the day, when you have nothing to do, you just move your hand or go to your breath, relax, maintain awareness, silent. So all these are what mindfulness is all about, that every movement, activity, like when you tilt your head or you blink your eye, maintain awareness. Then when you stretch your hand to take something or to do something, maintain awareness. Don't think. But initially you can't. You will think. But as you train, every time, whatever activity you're aware, then the thinking will slow down. Then suddenly one day you realize, eh? The kaya and your awareness has become one. So the training, I remember initially, is the bowing. Then after that, all your activity, daily mindfulness. That's why we choose aware every action, every movement in the present moment. Then whatever movement, very slight, you anchor to it. So that everything when you walk is like the whole bodily movement, the awareness is there. You don't have to slow down. Slowing down, maybe people want to do it at a retreat, it's up to them, but don't need. The slowing down will happen by itself when your sati has been developed. I realize when the sati has been developed, you cannot do things in a rush manner anymore. You already have clarity and the mindfulness and the awareness. The pace is determined by the awareness, not your thought process. And most of the time, you are quiet, silent, just aware. That's why the movement, the activity, the heedfulness all become different. They fall into place by themselves. You no need to try to be aware, determined to be aware. Of course, determined to be aware is okay initially. But after that, just maintain the awareness. Means return to your heart or determined to be aware. Means once you have developed the ability to be aware, you will know when you are not aware. So like Jay Krishnamurti say, the awareness of inattention is attention. When you are aware that you are not paying attention or you are lost in thought, that itself is attention. Means when you have awareness of inawareness, means your awareness has come back. That's why attention of inattention is actually attention. So it's the same. When you are aware that you are no longer in sati, that itself is awareness. With that, the awareness that is aware is the true mind. Then you determine to be aware. From there, everything you do inwardly, aware outside. Then your kaya, anchor to your kaya. So every action, every movement is like a flow. Everything is like a flow. So this is important. So go back and listen to this and write it down. It will help you.